Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Furnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, May 15, 1839, Mr. B.T. Young of Fairfield Plantation, St. Lucie, in a letter to the editor of the Barbadian newspaper, informed Barbados of his success in cultivating a crop of Victoria wheat right here on the island. As Mr. Young advised, he was prompted to investigate new crops as a result of his interest in agricultural and scientific success, as well as recognizing the trends of the times, which pointed to the need to pursue the introduction of new agricultural products. Full freedom had come to the British colonies with the end of the apprenticeship system on August 1, 1838, a mere 9 months prior to the publication of Mr. Young's letter. Making veiled reference to the then current social changes related to full freedom, he suggested that planters should look to less labor-intensive substitutes to sugarcane production. He stated, and I quote, "It is now very evident from causes not necessary to be detailed or entered upon here in an article of this kind, but which are too palpable and obvious to the most superficial observer of passing events, that the staple of sugar is likely to retrograde, and it behooves the planters thus early to look abroad for other sources of cultivation requiring the least manual labor," end quote. With the abolition of slavery in 1834 and the intervening years, the terms and conditions of labor within the relationship between the formerly enslaved and the planters had changed and was in some cases fraught with discord. The advice to look beyond sugarcane production to introducing new export crops was sound and would prove to be far-reaching, as sugar would gradually decline as the primary income earner. In his letter, Mr. Young sought to debunk the theory which treated to wheat production being confined to more temperate climates and highlands for greatest viability. He relayed that he had been given the wheat seeds by a friend. He planted them in a field where canes were previously sowed, and with no manure and little attention, the yield was satisfactory. He saw this crop as one which could be viable in Barbados and made seeds available to planters across the island as long as they were available. Mr. Young was embarking on a new enterprise to try a crop that was totally foreign to Barbados and where conditions were thought to be unfavorable. This would be echoed in 1950s Barbados, when a report in the Barbados Advocate informed of rice being cultivated also in St. Lucie. So on this day, May 15, 1839, Mr. B.T. Young took to the pages of the Barbadian newspaper, addressing planters across the island regarding his successful wheat exploration and a bid for them to follow suit. He also suggested the importation of the mulberry tree and the cultivation of silk. However, there is no indication that the sugar planters seriously took up the challenge, as sugar continued to quote-unquote rule the roost.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.